Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
The Bird Show.
So you're raising this child or these children together, and when one says, you know what, I'm just going to go away for the weekend, when you're the one staying there with the kids, are you relieved by that? Because you're like, oh, great. Now there's no negotiation as far as parenting goes. Or do you get super stressed out, Kristen?
That is the question I am presenting today, because I feel a certain way. And I'm like, am I normal that when I parent on my own, it's easier. Now, I'm going to preface this before the comments start rolling in. I do not want to be a single mom, all right? Like, it is obviously way more beneficial to have a partner and to have somebody to help you out. But there also is something to be said that when that partner is MIA for a day or two, it is so much easier to parent your kid.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you kind of feel the same way, secretly you feel the same way.
Uh-huh. So I started doing a little digging, because here's the deal. So this past weekend, my husband crushed Mother's Day. I had the entire day to myself to do whatever I wanted. And to reciprocate the thanks, this has been planned for a while. I've been noticing my husband is a little overwhelmed. His side hustle has taken up a lot of his time. He's coming across stressed. And I'm like, I'm going to help this man out. Jimmy and I, we're going to bounce from the house. We're going to give him the entire weekend. So this weekend, from Friday morning until Sunday afternoon, it's just he and the dogs. No wife, no child to deal with. I'm taking Jimmy to Tennessee, and we're going to have a nice little time in the mountains, okay? And I'm actually, looking forward to it, because, get to spend some quality time with my son. But man, it's so much easier to parent when he's not around. And I started doing some digging, because, I like to get to the bottom of the why. And I am not alone. So I came across this podcast, What Fresh Hell, and it's two moms talking about motherhood or whatever. And they actually had an episode, and it's titled, Is It Easier to Run the House When Our Spouses Are Out of Town? A good number of our listeners said yes. Can we embrace that feeling instead of feeling guilty? And then I found an article on Parent Map. Parenting is easier when my husband is out of town. And then I found a woman's blog, Elise, and it said it is actually easier to parent when my partner's out of town. And when I boiled it down, I think the Parent Map really hit the nail on the head for me. And it said parenting is so much more relaxing when the only person you have to listen to is yourself. Nothing makes life more difficult than other people's standards and high expectations. When I'm on my own, I'm able to embrace my weaknesses as a parent. I wrap myself in a blanket made of poor choices and a muffler knit of lethargy. Want to watch another show? Sure. Why the hell not? Because I'm doing this solo.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show.
Hey, what's up?
You tell us.
Well, you guys are awesome to listen to in the morning.
Thank
awesome.
You.
You're welcome. So I am a single mom of two, and I currently live with my mom, and which is a very difficult task because she's around us all the time, and her judgment and her comments, I always have to listen to it. And when she's out of town or when she's at a friend's house is when I feel the most I can I can mother, you know, the way I want to mother.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
So I totally agree with Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
Elise's blog, too, like she talked to her husband about this, and her husband actually felt the same way she did, that it was easier when one of them was gone. And he was like, it's tougher to have two head coaches.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's that mentality of having two head coaches because, like, everybody thinks their way is the right way. And, you know, Bart and I parent very differently. We have different parenting styles.
His is right, yours is wrong?
Across the board. According to him, it is.
He's feeling the same relief you're feeling. For different reasons. You know, because now he gets to get everything done on his to-do list, right? But he's feeling the same way you are, I assure you.
He's going to be checking in, and let's just say there's going to be minimal reporting on what we are doing.
No doubt.
Because I don't want to hear his take on what I am doing with our son while we are away.
So all this talk about how difficult it is to raise children, it's really the spouses that are in the way.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
1000%.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I am turning into a person I don't even recognize anymore with all these dang emotions. So much easier before with the Effexor.
Drugs to suppress every emotion you've ever felt.
It. Yeah, right? So here's my question for you guys. I am really going through it with my son Hollis right now, who had his last final in high school last week. He's not in high school anymore. My kid's not in high school anymore.
You have two high school graduates, and now you're about to have a college graduate.
Yeah, I don't even know how this happened, but I'm having a different reaction to Hollis taking off than I did with Hayden, and I'll tell you why it is. With Hayden, I really felt like when he went to SCAD and he was going to be away from the family, this was going to be very good for him. I think that with your first one, you dote on them a little bit too much sometimes, and I think maybe in the culture that we created for him, he just got used to other people doing things for him. So when he went away, while I was going to miss him for sure, it was more like, you know what? I know this is going to be good for him. Whereas with Hollis, I don't think this is going to be good for him.
I also want to clarify, that's giving first son energy. Yeah. That's not really first daughter energy.
No.
Okay. No, we tend to be, especially if a son follows up a first daughter.
Yeah.
First daughters tend to be a little more independent and resilient because the sons are getting doted on and we are responsible for taking care of ourselves.
Okay, well, we did things in reverse order with our kids then, both sons. But here is my deal, and this is what I'm asking you guys for, because I know the guys won't call in and narc on themselves, but I find myself overly emotional about everything that is going on with that kid right now. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So I posted a picture yesterday of my ex-wife and I with Hollis during this really cool pennant ceremony that they do at his school, and I think it's because they only have like 31 that are graduating in his class. I told you guys last week they have this pennant ceremony where they get all the kids that are graduating or all the ones that are going on to college into the library, the high school library. And then one by one, they announce their names. The kid grabs a ladder, climbs up on it, and then hangs the pennant of the college that he's been going to. So I posted that yesterday, and I started getting all emotional by the picture because there he is in his UNG t-shirt and his UGA sweats, because that's where he wants to go. And then I started doing the same thing that I've seen moms do quite a bit. And I don't know that I see a lot of dads do. But then I started going through all the memories of my kid, all the pictures dating back to when he was like 2 years old, man. And I'm going down memory lane and I'm starting to tear up and cry as I am watching these pictures. And I do not know that I have not met another father, at least publicly, that has admitted I had a tougher time with my kid taking off than my wife did.
You're just so...
Yeah, I've never seen that either. I'm trying to go through my head. Mm-mm. It's always mom.
I think it's a beautiful thing, though. And I think you need to embrace it and not be afraid of it or ashamed of it.
It makes me uncomfortable.
You're not making it easier for yourself by going through all of the memories and going back to
things. I know.
You can't help it. You cannot help it.
Yeah.
You just get caught up in one and then the other. So I would like to hear from the wives and the moms that can see their husbands and they are way softer. They had a tough time letting go than you did. 1-855-VIRTUAL. And we'll take your calls in just a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I do. I feel like that I love this shift. I love this shift for you. I love this shift for men. And I love this shift for, you know, young men, because I think for so long, men have been taught to suppress their emotions and they can't be emotional, and that to embrace those emotions. And it just acknowledges the love and the depth of love you have for your son. And it is a beautiful thing. Now, if you were crying all day, every day, if you were coming in here on the air and every time we had a segment about him, you were crying.
He's clothes.
Like, I know today he and I are going shopping for some clothes for him. He's leaving for the Vatican on Thursday. So we're shopping together and I'm not looking forward to it.
Why?
I'm not looking forward to it because I know it's going to be so emotional that I'm going to be like, I'm buying clothes for my kid. He's going to the Vatican. And I just know it's going to be an emotional day. And I've tried my entire life to run away from these emotions.
You're going to be a mess in Macy's?
I'd rather just give him Venmo and have him do it.
A mess in Macy's.
Yes.
Did you kind of go through this with Hayden too when your first son went off to college? And how did you handle it?
I really didn't, because again, I really thought like this was going to be an experience that he needed. So I knew while I was going to miss him, it felt like to me the life lesson was bigger than how I was kind of feeling about it. So go to SCAD. This is going to be so great for you, man. So great. And with Hollis, I just feel differently about it. I don't know. It's not because the life lesson's not there.
He's your last, man.
He's my last, yeah. Right? Yeah, and we do hang out and we travel together. We watch sports together. And he's my youngest.
Yeah,
this is it, man.
Yeah, that's it. Because this is it.
Yeah.
You're never going to go through any of these experiences ever again.
Well, damn. I mean,
just keep pushing that button.
You will never feel anything close to this ever again.
Those 18 summers, gone. Yeah, done. Man. Your time, like, you see, like, the sand timer?
Yeah.
It's literally down to the last little granules.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, good morning, and I love you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Was just going to say, my fiance, we don't have kids, but he's definitely more emotional than I am. I've never liked emotions. I feel uncomfortable, and that's why I fell in love with him. So I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, this is all new to me, and if you're following the journey here, you're new here. I was on Effexor for the longest time. It's like this SS. It's an anti-anxiety, and I've weaned off of it, and it's clearly out of my system now, but it really has allowed me to, like, feel things that I haven't felt for years and years and years. So all of this is really kind of new to me, and it's very uncomfortable. And I also grew up in a house where my dad was, I mean, he was a misogynistic pig. I mean, he totally was. So there was no really allowing me as a boy to attach my feelings to anything. Just wasn't allowed.
It was a lot of toxic masculinity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Good morning, Dawn. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad I got through. How's everybody this morning?
Fantastic. Thanks for running the show
here.
Great.
So I've got a story, and I'm going to keep it short and compact. I have an ex-husband, and it's the reason why I have an ex-husband. When I went through the pregnancy with my son, I actually had a micro preemie. He was born 1 pound and 5 ounces, and everybody said he wasn't going to make it. But God knew better. And so now we are here at the pinnacle of his graduation. He graduates this week. He too goes to a small school. And it's amazing because, Berg, like you said, I have poured my life into this boy.
Mm-hmm.
I poured my life into him, not to get him to where he is today, but to be able to watch him, like you said, and every step that he makes now, I find myself going back to different areas of life, like when he was 2, when his first day at pre-K, you know, his first day he got in trouble at school, you know, the funny times that we shared together. And I think that it is something that you need to let go of. Cry, if you will. I'm going to have a tissue box, a couple of them at the graduation event. Because I just feel like this is for him, but it's also a reflection of how far he's come. And like you, he is going off to college, like your son is, and I am just so amazed at his success and just really looking forward to see what he's going to do next.
That's a beautiful message right there.
Congratulations.
Thank you for calling. That's great.
You finally got a dude on the line.
We finally got a guy willing to admit he's the softy. Roy, welcome to the softy club, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Let's cry together.
Hey, man, I've been doing it for a while, ever since my son was born. My wife already had a son before that. I've cried for him. I've cried for the two kids I've had with her. And she'll look at me like, why are you crying? What do you, it's like, but I don't care. It's just such beautiful, it's such a beautiful thing. And I want my kids to know.
Yeah.
I love them. I feel them. So I just want you to know, man, like, I get it. You were coming off of these things that was helping you with your anxiety and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But these feelings you're feeling, your kids will love it. They will make your kids understand, like, oh, wow, this is how much I'm impacting my dad. Like, and, you know, my kids have told me that it means something to them when they see me cry. So don't feel any kind of bad way about it.
I appreciate
your kids will love it.
Thank you.
Roy, what was the last reason that you cried?
Last reason I cried, my daughter just turned 5. And I lost my mom in February, and just realizing that my mom didn't get to see her turn 5 just had me, you know, had me boo-hoo crying. The last funny reason I've cried was just my daughter came up to me and just hugged me and said, I love you, out of nowhere. And it was like, I had been having a hard day, and that just...
No, I had one of those. I had one of those the other time. I am hugging him so much lately that I think it's uncomfortable for him.
I'm sure it is. Dad, let me go, man.
I'm starting to feel it a little bit. Like, I'll go in and it's kind of like a roll of your eyes. Okay, Dad, I kind of get it.
I get it.
All right, now the guys are calling in. Nick, another softy, man. Join the guy softy club.
Hey, man. I'm more or less a newer dad, and I have a 2-year-old and a 2-week-old. And when my son was born, I was, you know, very emotional, very, like, you know, this, that, and the other. But when my daughter was born, April 29th, it just made me get all the emotions with missing my son being so small and, I just cried, and my wife looked at me and it's like, are you okay? I said, no, I miss my boy. I want my boy in the room.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you, man. Thanks for calling. I'll tell you where it happened the other day. It wasn't even, it wasn't Hollis and it wasn't Hayden. Amanda's son, who's 4 years old, Asa, said that when he gets older, he wants to work for Burt's Big Adventure.
got you in the feels again.
I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, so tell me what I missed yesterday with Rebecca and Abby and the ad for Abby and dating.
All right, so last week I presented to Abby and Rebecca an idea because I'd come across a TikTok video of a girl who had put together an ad for her friend. And lo and behold, the ad worked. 3 years later, her friend was still with the man. They were getting married and she was going to be a bridesmaid. So again, her friend put this advertisement out of her friend being like, hey, this is a catch. You want a piece of this. Come get a piece of this, but I have to approve you, right? And so I was like, Rebecca, you are so creative. You are a little social media guru. Would you put an ad together for Abby? And then Rebecca came through big. She came through with her ad and it got posted yesterday and we played some of it and I wanted to know, what has been the reaction to said ad and what kind of interest are we getting about our girl Abby over here?
Yeah, so I took your request very seriously. I think I was pretty successful in capturing how cute and fun Abby is, mm-hmm. how off-putting I am.
Oh, and, my God. No. And since Bert was out today, should we go ahead? Would you like
yesterday?
To? Yes, what I meant. Yesterday. What did I say?
Today.
Oh.
Yeah, he's right here.
I know I haven't added too much, but I feel like I have added something.
You're not even present to her.
All right, so Bert was out yesterday. He hasn't heard the ad. Here it is.
Hi, my name's Rebecca Lancaster. I want to introduce you to someone I think you're going to like. Her name is Abby Murphy. She's a woman. But who is Abby, really? I thought you'd never ask. Abby is a single Florida woman with a heart of gold and hair as blonde as fresh cut hay. As a 28-year-old cat lady and co-host of a pretty popular morning radio show, Abby enjoys dancing, yapping, eating multiple yogurts a morning, being hot, and tanning herself one shade shy of a hate crime. Genuinely, Abby is one of my favorite people. She is so funny and so smart. Her wit makes me laugh every time I'm with her. She's so thoughtful and kind and compassionate. She's probably one of the most ambitious people I've ever met and so driven. And she's an ally. All of the people in this photo are gay, except for Abby, ally. But one word of advice, don't get in the way of her in a sweet treat. Don't. Here are some good questions to ask Abby on a first date. Number one, who's Aiden Turner? Number two, how's your relationship with your brother? And number three, is God real? Are you a man, 28 to 35, brown or brown adjacent hair, good job, good sense of humor, zero insecurity about your height, interested in Abby? Then please click the link below and submit yourself to go on a date with Abby.
Okay.
And that went up yesterday?
That went up yesterday.
Okay.
And over all the Burt Show's social media platforms, yep, it was seen 54,000 times.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. People on Reels really liked it.
Seen 54,000 times. How many applications?
There were 10.
Yay!
Okay. Yay!
Like a 0.01% success rate.
10 entries so far.
Okay.
And out of those 10 entries, I saw potential for 3.
3. That's actually really good odds, because I was thinking like maybe we'll get one.
Yeah. It's not bad. I asked for names, mm-hmm, ages, submitting their Instagram, and a little pitch about themselves.
Okay.
Yes.
I like this better because it's quality over quantity. Yes. It's quality over quantity here. I mean, telling them exactly what you are, mm-hmm, right off the bat is going to eliminate a whole bunch of people. So they took a look at it, and I think the fact that you got 3 solids are good.
They're solid. I think they're good. So you want me to tell you about them?
Sure. Tell me about bachelors 1, 2, and 3.
So the first bachelor is Jack, and he's a little bit of a bonus because he's 28, so, so cute, a musician/singer from NYC, but his aunt submitted him. So Aunt Peggy, if you're listening, please get Jack to submit himself.
Come on, Peggy.
I don't even know if we could take that one into consideration because he didn't fill it out himself.
No. But the original advertisement that I played for you guys, he didn't submit it. His friend submitted it for him, and they ended up being together.
Okay.
So all it right, wasn't he who did it.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
There's a precedent there.
Yes.
Okay, next up, Eric, 28. He wrote, where to start? I just finished a degree after a reversing course in my life. I'm looking for opportunities in a new city. I'm already a cat dad to 2 of my own female pals. And feline pals. He's a cat dad. And of course, I had to down 1/2 a bottle of wine to even type this out of the mild embarrassment I felt. He submitted his Instagram, and he's very cute.
Okay, come on, cutie.
And yes, he did this himself.
He did. He pitched himself.
A little so wine drunk, too.
And he already knows what you're all about, so you don't have this insecurity, this anxiety of like when they meet you, then they go online, they found that you're on the radio. This dude already knows.
Yeah, but he knows what he's getting into, kind of. Yeah. He knows it like yogurt.
So next up is Alan, who is 27, who was nominated by his sister, but I think we can get past that because his Instagram profile looks like textbook what I think Abby would want to date.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Tall, floppy hair. He's handsome and chill. This is what his sister is writing.
He's handsome and chill.
He's not a mama's boy.
Love.
Doesn't really like video games.
Love.
Only likes nerdy stuff if I drag him into it. Doesn't listen to The Burt Show. Is love. Very cool. Lives in Tampa, close to your family.
No!
Oh, no. You rip on Tampa every chance.
It's going so well.
No man from Tampa. It depends. Is he a native or did he transplant there? Because okay, there is a difference.
You can't eliminate every person from a city.
Yes, you can.
No matter what the city is.
Have you been to Tampa?
I have. I had a great time. And is that where Ybor City is?
Yeah.
Way back in the day I went.
Oh, God.
I had a really, really good time there. Is there a state that you would say I'm not dating anybody from that state?
Nah, I don't think so. I would say, not an entire state.
I would say if somebody told me that they were from Los Angeles, I'd be like, we're probably right for each other.
You really hate that place.
I hate that city.
So there is a second red flag. He writes, the only red flag is he graduated from Florida State.
Oh, no.
Going downhill at this point.
Oh, he's so cute.
You said he was tall?
Tall, floppy hair, handsome, and chill, as his sister writes, and as I can see with my eyes on his Instagram.
Okay.
So tall overrides everything. That the fact that you hate Tampa, that you went to Florida, and you absolutely hate Florida State, tall takes precedent.
Yeah, you could tell me he's a convicted felon, and I'd be like, whatever.
Is he tall?
Glad you said that, because the last potential bachelor, Hayden, 32, he didn't share his Instagram, only his email, but I added him to the mix because what he wrote in his pitch. I'm 6 feet tall. I have brown hair, slightly floppy, slightly into two running. A guy Abby didn't know she needed. I train for half marathons. I travel a lot, so I appreciate her girls' trip planning, but will also need her help to burn through these Marriott points. I live in Charleston, not Atlanta, which means I'm conveniently smother-free. I don't know what that means.
Okay, no, that means that he's in a different city, so you don't have the opportunity to feel smothered. I'm not going to pressure you to go out every single day.
Got some space.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a yogurt for breakfast guy, so the fridge is stocked.
Yogurt? Yeah.
Speaking Abby's love language.
I like this pitch. Uh-huh. And I love Charleston, so I wouldn't mind doing a road trip there.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of potential. Hayden, if you're listening, please resubmit with your Instagram handle or LinkedIn or Facebook, anything with a photo.
He doesn't have a photo?
He didn't send me his Instagram. Oh, it was optional on the pitch, but I fear that there is potential here.
Okay.
You fear potential.
I fear there's something big about not sending a photo at all.
I was about to say, if you like really like the way you look, you would send a photo.
Okay, hang on. So some dudes just aren't on social media. My husband is one of them. Like, he has an account, but he doesn't ever post anything. He doesn't go on there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a red flag. And if you didn't specifically ask for a photo, I can absolutely see a dude just not even thinking about that.
If he's confident, he's going to send a photo because he thinks that it's going to be a good part.
Yeah.
It's a selling point.
It's a selling point, exactly.
What you do is you sell the best parts of yourself. Right. So at this point, and we only got a couple of seconds here, what do we do next? What's the next? What do we do next?
I'm doing nothing.
It's only been 24 hours. We still take more submissions.
Okay.
More submissions. Okay, I'm intrigued. I will say, Alan, I'm intrigued by. You seem very confident in his profile despite the Tampa thing. So.
And the profile is where for them to sign up?
So just go to the Burt Show socials, and there is a link right in our bio.
Gotcha.
Hey, the Burt Show.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up. And they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Mo owes somebody a public apology. How bad could this offense have been?
This man has been practically begging me to show up to his event for months now, and I did show up, but I ended up having to leave and I ghosted him, and until this point I still have not told him why, and I'm not exactly sure how to tell him why because of how embarrassing the reason that I had to ghost him really is.
Well, you got that built-in excuse of gout right now. You could use that all the time.
Gout, you're out. That's not embarrassing.
Gout, you're out. Right.
Even, and funny you would mention that, because that's pretty much how I ended up getting to where I got. So I'm struggling so much with this gout, and I'm still trying to find the resolution to us, because the medicine that they have given me, it works, but at the same time, I just don't like taking medicine, and I really don't like the thought that even though my leg still actually hurts in real life just because I can't feel it, that I'm on it too much. So in a weird way, like, I don't want to numb it because I want to know exactly what I'm going through, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm trying to find a solution. And everyone, it seems, has been DMing me or emailing me solutions. And cherry tart juice has been, like, at the top of the list from everybody. And I don't know why, but I took a while to really come around to actually giving it a try. And so now this event, it's a fashion show, and I've been working with this guy on some business things for a couple of months now, and he's been putting on this fashion show for months. And he's like, Mo, it would mean the world to me if you could come. I'm going to have some other people there that I want to meet, that I want you to meet, and it's going to be great. You bring your dude, Key, we'll all have a time. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I've been telling him for months, I'm going to show up. I've been trying to help him promote it. Little things like that, right? I just want to show up and support. So for whatever reason, because the universe has a very, very good sense of humor, going into this weekend, my leg was like bothering me off and on, and I really didn't want to be limping around the fashion show. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Perfect time for me to give this cherry tart juice a chance. And so it tells me how much to drink, and everybody was giving me kind of different advice on that. Some people are saying you only need a little bit. Some people are saying you should drink a little bit more of it in order to get it to work. So I knew that I had to show up to this fashion show on Sunday. So I take the cherry tart juice on Friday. Everything seems to go well. I actually can feel like that. I woke up the next day not feeling like I was in as much pain.
So it's like a little elixir you take before you go to bed.
Exactly. Right. And so I didn't know the problem with that was I was like, all right, so do I take it when I'm not going to bed? And I think that's where I went right the first time and maybe wrong the second time, because the second time I took it before I knew I had to go to this event later in that day. But I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, it's been working. I should be fine. So everybody who had told me about cherry tart juice and all of the research I had done about cherry tart juice, I didn't see anything about it basically being a laxative.
Oh,
that
no.
part okay. was omitted, right? So I get to this fashion
show. Of all the parts to omit, that one was omitted.
You think that one would be pretty important, right? So my family didn't tell me. My friends didn't tell me. Our engineer, Chad, didn't tell me. Everybody told me to take cherry tart juice. Yep. And what upset me about it is when I went back to them and said, you left this part out, they were all like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty big part of it. you tell me now.
Right.
So as I'm at this fashion show, and of course, right, he sets us up in this section that's like literally to the left of the stage. So you got the audience, the stage kind of splits the audience. It's a lot of people on the left, a lot of people on the right, and we're like front stage left. And it's like I guess you could call it a VIP section where like the six of us are sitting. So I say that to say, if you get up from this section to, let's say, go to the bathroom, you have to literally walk in front, like right next to the stage in front of everybody to leave. So I'm in this section. The fashion show has not even started. I mean, we probably have been there 5 minutes. They just sit me down and I could feel like those cramps that kick in when you could barely move and you got to go that bad.
Your mind starts like, no, this is not happening.
There's
probably something else.
Got to be.
And then
right?
you feel it in like 10 seconds. You're like, there's nothing I got.
Man, I'm praying it passes, and they're trying to talk to me. I can't even focus on what the guy is saying. I'm just like, dude, get it over with. I get up to go to the bathroom. I try to take a long enough time to where I'm like, all right, I won't have to go back. Like, I can do this once, and I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I came back. It was already embarrassing. They see me sweating. It's not that hot in there. I'm wondering if they know what time it is with me. So I sit down. I tap my dude. I said, bro, I'll explain later. I got to go home like this. I can't be here. He's looking at me like, bro, we cannot leave. This has been months. We've been prepping. And then as he's telling me I can't leave, I feel it coming back.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to keep going in front of these people back and forth the whole time. So I left him. I left my dude. I left the business promoter. I left the show. I just literally walked out
and
went right home. And he was like, why'd you leave? And I still haven't responded to that text.
He knows now.
Yeah.
Hey.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Prepare to be sick of Diddy. Prepare to be sick of Diddy, because we are going to be talking about it a lot, because his trial started yesterday. The federal trial for Sean Diddy Combs kicked off in New York City. And I'm going to give you the heads up right now. This involves some pretty adult content, some pretty graphic content, but I really should get a mirror ball trophy for how well I'm about to dance around this right now. So the serious allegations, the federal prosecutors say that they believe that he was running a criminal operation through his businesses, such as Bad Boy Entertainment and Combs Global, that involved sex trafficking and racketeering for the past 20 years. They are claiming that he set up these events called quote-unquote freak-offs, where women were allegedly coerced, sometimes drugged, threatened, or confined into sexual encounters with male sex workers. These events were reportedly recorded and possibly used for blackmail. Now, Diddy's side is saying, his defense team is pushing back and saying that this trial is all about smearing his personal life and destroying his legacy. They're arguing that anything that happened was completely consensual and that prosecutors are just playing to the media.
I'm curious, has anybody reported whether or not his children have been present in the courtroom? Because if I were him, no matter how old my children are, I wouldn't want them present for any of this.
Well, you can't even get around it, though. I mean, if we know about it and we're talking about it publicly, if you're his kids, you can't stay offline for the next 10 weeks. I guess you could.
But it's not even about that. It's about being in the room with my children as they are listening to these allegations, because they are going to be very graphic in nature. I would honestly make the request of my family that my children step nowhere near that courtroom.
Well, his family was present, and that's one of the things that people are reporting on, is that he ended up doing this heart hand symbol to his family, and a lot of people are trying to figure out what he meant by that. Is he basically just sending like love and support like to his family, or is he still trying to like stay on brand with the whole, you know, my middle name is Love type thing? And that's one of the sketches that's been going around, is this photo that is very creepily drawn. Like, they have like this weird smirk drawn on Diddy's face, and he's doing like the Gen Z heart hand thing.
I'm wondering if this is calculated by his attorneys. He's in front of a jury already, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm assuming that this is calculated by his attorneys to show the jury and make him a little bit softer in their eyes.
More
during
empathetic.
This whole thing. Yeah.
I would imagine so, because his entire family showed up. Like, his mom was there, the children were there, the mother of his children, the surviving mother of his children were there. Like, so they showed up to support him. A lot of friends, colleagues, a lot of people, more people showed up to support him than I thought.
In the overall scheme of your debate, who would you want there less, your mom or your kids?
Oh.
Damn.
My kids.
Kids. I would say kids.
I'm going kids too. Kids, yeah, my mom knows how whack I am. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not Diddy whack, but you know, your parents are going to love you unconditionally, you would think.
For sure.
Whereas your kids, it's like you kind of want to keep yourself not on a pedestal, but you want your kids to look up to you. And I think this is one of the most humbling experiences that Sean Diddy Combs is about to have. So there were two main witnesses that have been reported on. The first is a male stripper that testified that he was hired to perform certain acts with Diddy and also his then girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. He also described a very disturbing incident where Diddy allegedly slapped Cassie in a hotel room. An interesting quote that People magazine reported on, I think, just paints the picture of just how larger than life Diddy has seemed to a lot of these people. He said, "My thoughts were that this was someone with unlimited power, and chances are that even if I did go to the police, I might lose my life."
I'll tell you what has happened to me as I'm watching this case is, because I saw the video, the security video of what he did to Cassie in that hall and how badly he hit her and kicked her, it makes everything else possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like any one of these other allegations seems possible to me if you could do something that ugly to another human being.
It lends credence to every other allegation. Yeah.
Even though he's not on trial for that, it definitely makes you believe he's capable of everything he's on trial for. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Speaking of that, another witness was a security guard that explained that an incident from 2016. He was basically given money, like thrown a sack of money, and basically told not to talk about Cassie getting attacked. So, I mean, this is something where there's a lot of evidence. And again, like you said, showing so much credence for all of these allegations. Now, again, like, he's on trial for a reason. We're going to figure out whether or not this did actually happen. But It's not coming out of nowhere by any means. So those are the two major witnesses that you're going to see lots of headlines about. A lot of very graphic sexual content is going to be in those headlines as well. Cassie today is expected to take the stand. And
isn't she pregnant right now?
Oh my God, no, I didn't know she was pregnant.
I didn't know that either.
What a traumatic thing to go through if you're with child, like you're pregnant with a child, sure. Going, reliving all of these memories that are some of the darkest periods of your life.
As this trial plays out, I also wonder what the defense has up their sleeve that they believe will be beneficial, because I actually was a little shocked that Diddy didn't take a plea deal and that he decided to fight for his life instead.
Diddy's 8-month pregnant ex, Cassie Ventura,
8 months. Wow.
Who we forced into drug-fueled freak-off, set to testify on day 2 of the trial. So she is pregnant.
And you know, as we're talking about trying to affect a jury, when you see a woman come up there that's 8 months pregnant, that is giving the details about what she's about to give to, that will sway a juror.
100%. All right, Halle Berry and her boyfriend posted a video of them in bed together, but on purpose. I'm going to explain why in your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
What's up, Boos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.